Okay, we're on Lamatasma Beis. Let's say brachas and get into the limud. Lamatasma Beis, three lines from the bottom. So we have been talking about has been when you have two Yimei Kedushos next to each other, what is the status? Is it like one elongated Kedusha, or is it considered two Kedushos, Shnei Kedushos, and there are Kulas and Chumras that come out of each Shita? So first we discussed 2 days ago on Lamachasim and Aleph, the Mishnah discussed when you have Shabbos and Yantif next to each other, Yantif Asamach LaShabbos. Yesterday we discussed 2 days of Rosh Hashanah next to each other. How do you view that? And we continue in that discussion before we get to other days that overlap. So the Gemara had just quoted a story, a machlokas in the story. There was a deer that was shechted on the first day of Yantif, and it was brought in front of the Reish Galusa on the second day of Yantif, and Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate from it, and Rav Sheshes did not eat from it. And the Gemara says, why didn't Rav Sheshes eat from it? Because Rav Yossi had said that you're not allowed to eat from it. And then they had different interpretations of what Rav Yossi really said. And then the last thing we read was that Rav Sheshes found Rabbi Bar Shmuel and asked him if he knew anything about, if he had any brises about this topic. And he said, a brisa which said that Rav Yossi is moda, that it's mutter, by Yad of Sheshes Golias. And Rav Sheshes says, oh, if you find my two good friends, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, don't tell them, because that seems to prove like them. But now the Gemara says, second to last line, Amar Rav Ashi. Amar Vashi, Lididi, Amar Li, Ameimar, Hahu Bar Tavia, Lav, Issude, Issid. You got the story wrong. That story with the deer, it was not that it was trapped on the previous day. Really, Elami Chutz L'Tchum Asa. Really, says the Gemara, it came from outside the Tchum. On that day, Rashi says, on Bo Bayom. It wasn't anything about the previous day. It was all about Yantav Sheni, and it came from outside the Tchum today. So what was the matter on the discussion? Manda Achal, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, who ate from the deer, Savar held, Hababish v'Yisrael Zeh, Mutter l'Yisrael Acher. They hold that if a malacha is done by a non-Jew for one Jew, it's mutter for the Yisrael Acher, even though the Jew that it was done for cannot partake of it, but it's mutter for a different Jew to partake of it. So here, because the malacha was done for the Reish Galusa, it was a malacha that was brought from outside of Tchum, but they thought they were allowed to eat from it. Uman de lo achal, and Rav Sheshes felt, Savar kol de asi lebe Reish Galusa, adaita te kulhu rabbanan asi. Anything that comes to the Reish Galusa, that's it's a meeting place for all the Rabbanan. And therefore, if somebody has in mind the Reish Galusa, really has in mind everybody that usually eats at his table, and that includes a lot of the Rabbanan, and that's where Rav Sheshes felt that he wasn't allowed to eat from it. So that was really the machlokas behind what they did. What about the last few lines of the story from yesterday? Then Rav Sheshes find Rabbi Shmuel and ask him, do you know anything? And he answered him, and Rav Sheshes says, oh, don't tell them. If this is the machlokas, what's the matter? Don't tell them. Either they have a bona fide machlokas, each shita has something to stand on. So what was that? How did we understand the end of that story? So Amar Leilo Hayud Bar Meolam. Really, that didn't happen. Never took place that end part of the story. But really, the machlokas was whether it's Habab Bishvil Yisrael Zem, Mutul Yisrael Bishrael Acher. If you think about it, Rashi and Beitza, the top Rashi, Daf of Chaim and Aleph, asks, this is a Tosis kind of Rashi. Rashi says, Lo Shamati Tamakubo Bedavar. This comes up there about if it's Asa Bishvil Yisrael Zem, Mutul Bishvil Yisrael Acher. He says, why would it be Mutul for another Jew? Rashi says, after all, the Imisha Muksa, if the issue is a Muksa issue, it came from outside the Tchum, then it shouldn't be Mechalik. Right? It's Muksa, it's Muksa. So if something's Muksa for one person, there's no Muksa for one person and not Muksa for another person. Am I Mutul Yisrael Acher? Aye, and if you say it's not a Muksa issue, but it's the issue of Malacha done for a Jew on Shabbos, what do we learn? We learn the Mishnah in Shabbos. Right, we learned in Masechta Shabbos in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chaf Beis, Nochri Shehidlik as Haner B'Shabbos, in Bishvil Yisrael, Aser. V'lo Chilko Beit Olovein Chaveiro. Right, so it doesn't make a difference whether it was done for one Jew or another Jew. If it's done for a Jew, then it's Aser for any Jew. The only thing is if it's done for a guy. Also, that's the other thing. Rashi says, what's the shita based on? If it's a muksha issue, there shouldn't be any chiluk. If it was done for a Jew, there shouldn't be any issue. So Rashi says, the Tosfos has one line on Mem Ralph, the end of that big Tosfos, where he says this too. V'yesh lomar tegabi iser tchumin derabanan lo achmir kulehai. Really, it should be aser. V'dayin emasru alzeh. But really, they will make up by Isir Tchumin, by Tchumin de Rabbanan, as we found a number of times in the past couple of weeks, that Tchumin de, they were make up by certain issues of Tchum. They filled up the whole area with dirt. It's as if you're standing on there. It's as if you're in the same Rishus. So you find Kulas about Tchumin. So Rashi says that's what's going on here. What's the basis of Mutzur Lisrael Acher? Usually that does not apply. Usually if it's done for a Jew, it's Usser for every Jew. The answer is a special din of Tchum. Another point is that the Gemara here had said, if it's done for the Reish Galusa, the Da'as is for all the Rabbanon. Tosus here, Tosus Adaita, says, the last line of Tosus Adaita, he says there's a relevant application of this for us. Hilkach, davar haba michutz latchum b'shvil Yisrael, asur l'chol b'nei beso le'echol, da'adaita t'kulu ka'asi. Let's say the Nachri does the malacha for a balabayas, it's asur for everybody in the family. It's not just the balabayas, it's the whole family, asur l'chol b'nei beso. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and then the Mishnah Berurah wonders, what about guests? What about if guests are coming over for Shabbos? So are they included in what, right, the guy, the non-Jew does malacha, he has in mind everybody in the family. But does he have in mind everybody that's going to be eating over at your house? He's not sure about that. He says, for sure it's okay if you invite the guests after you got it. You got all this great food, you're like, hey, now I have some extra food, I'm going to invite some more guests. But if the guests were coming already, he's misupik a little bit, what exactly, if it's considered done for all the everybody at the table, or just done for the exact family that that there's one they all rely on the father for food.
Isn't that our case,
guests? Well, our case, no. I think guests to a family is different than the rabbanon to the Reish Galusa. The rabbanon to the Reish Galusa is more of like they're always there. You can always assume that that the Reish Galusa was going to have these rabbanon. Okay, continue. Hahu lifta to asil mechuza. There was a certain turnip that came to Mechuza, Nafak Rava went out. Chazia the Kamisha, he saw that it was withered. He saw that it was old, which made him realize that it must have been not cut today. Shara Rava Lemizvad Minei. So Rava, sorry, this was wrote by a non-Jew on Yantif. So Rava allowed them to buy it and therefore to use it on Yantif. Amar, why? He said to himself the following reasoning. Havadame esmal neekra. It was for sure cut from at least yesterday. It wasn't cut today. But look how withered it is. So it must be that it was at least cut from yesterday. And what's the other potential problem? My amar bichutz l'tchum asya. You say it came from outside the tchum? Hababash v'yisrael zem mutu l'echol yisrael acher. After all, what do you mean? We just said. If a malacha done for one Jew, it's mutu for another Jew. V'chol sheket high, and surely this case, denachr masa. This guy, this non-Jew, must have brought it for another non-Jew. Why? He didn't know the Jews were going to use it. So therefore, that's why it's mutter. But then, once he realized that the non-Jews saw it was a good business, and they started bringing these a lot on Yantif, so then he asked, because then obviously they were trying to do it for the Jews. And therefore, it was us. That's what we discussed, I remember, a couple of months ago about the Malacha Dan on Shabbos. What if it's Rov Yisrael? What if it's Rov Nachrim? What if they know on Motzi Shabbos that the Jews are going to dafka use it? And the Dunkin' Donuts question. So that was all what we discussed then. It's an interesting line in Tosis also. The Gemara had said, if it's withered, so vadai me esmol neekra. So why does it dafka have to be esmol neekra? So the next Tosis, the Yirmas Cholcha, Tosis says, avol ihayom neekra aser. But if it was uprooted today, let's say a guy picked it up today, it would be aser. Aval gav dadai de nachar masu. Even though it was done for a non-Jew, the time of misha muksa, was a muksa. Va'afilu l'Reb Shimon d'lesle muksa. And even according to Reb Shimon, we paskin like that does not hold a muksa. Aye, so what about, so who cares if it was cut today? No, here he would agree. Ha'chamode, kivin d'lo liktan me esmol aktsinhu, v'dami l'grogors v'tzimukin. Tosva says, this is like if something is growing on Shabbos, and is not cut by the time Shabbos starts, even Reb Shimon would agree to that muksa. Because it's muksa, it's part of the tree. It gets its shame pre once it's taken off the tree. But Rav Shimon would agree to that muksa, because it's like grogos v'tzimukin, as if you pushed it aside and you have no das to use that on Shabbos. But the Gemara here just seems to say that it's vaday muksa, therefore it's a problem. What if you had a case of suffik muksa? What's the halacha by suffik muksa? You're not sure if something was mukhan from before Shabbos or not. So in general, we're machmer in that case. Suffik mukhan is aser. You don't say it's a suffik about a drabanan. Muksa is a chomer, is a drabanan. And if you have a suffik mukhan, generally we are machmer. But there is one case where the Shulchan Aruch is meiko. And that is, what about a suffik muksa on Yantav Sheni? Suffik muksa on Yantav Sheni. The Shulchan Aruch in Sivin Tav Tez Zayin Dalid. Suffik muchan mutter b'Yantav Sheni, mishum d'have svek sveka. Maybe today is not the real Yantav, and even if it is the real Yantav, maybe this is a muksa. So that's called Svek Sveka, to double down, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch here is Mekel. The Mishnah Oh, so says, excellent. So says the Mishnah Berurah, let's continue reading. So Biyatav Shadi, on Rosh Hashanah, Asr, with the Sheyam, Yom Arichta Dahu. Number one, a Safek Mucha, something Mucha on Yatav Shadi of Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned yesterday, we pass in Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta. So that's not going to be Mekel. But then the Mishnah Berurah says exactly what Yisrael just mentioned. But lo machmerinan mishum to yeshlo matirin lamachar. Usually you have a principle called Dover Sheyeshlo matirin. Something that's going to be mutter in a couple days anyway. And there's a couple of svaras, Rashi versus other Rishonim. What's the svar? Like something that's going to be mutter anyway, so then you say you might as well wait. If you have something that's a certain usher for a certain amount of time, but it's going to be mutter in 3 days from now, usually the halacha is wait, you might as well wait. That's what Rashi says in Beitza. You might as well wait. And therefore here too, if you have a savik muksa, why don't you just say you might as well wait? Tomorrow's going to be vaday mutter. Why should you have to rely on bittul or some type of sfek sfeka svara? Just wait. So why don't you just say that here too? You can just wait till tomorrow. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to be machmer. Lo machmerim shem deyesh lamatir lamachar. Kiva dehu svek sveka gemura lehetera ein kan iser klal. It's not like you have a vadai iser here, which got mixed up twice, and therefore it's a svek sveka. That's where you would say, you might as well wait. Here's what the Mishnah Berurah notes, a svek sveka about the ikar hadin, whether there's an iser here bichlal. That's a much more fundamental svek sveka, which would matir it, even though this is a case of davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Therefore, you don't have to be machmer. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, forget this whole discussion. V'yesh cholkim b'zeh, some argue on the Shulchan Aruch bichlal, and say, according to us, who we observe Yantav Sheni now, because of Safek, lo mitzvim Safek, ela sharei on pekirin on a bekviyat diyarcha. We have calendars, yodin on a shulchan, we know it's weekday. Why do we observe it? Because of minag avoseinu biyadeinu. So surely it's only Safek echad. You don't consider the second day a Safek. So therefore, he says, yesh lo hachmer besvarazu, im lo b'makam hefsed gadol. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah argues, quotes the Achronim, that argue on the Shulchan Aruch, and say, even by a Safek Muchan, Safek Muksa on Yantav Sheni, one should be Machmir, against the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we got onto that from the Lashon of Vadai in the Gemara.
I understand the case of Rava, where first he allowed it
Rav allowed it because if it was done for one Yisrael, it's good for done for another Yisrael. And Kol Shekein Hacha, but he doesn't. Maybe he wouldn't suffice just with that Svara. He says Kol Shekein here says that's a sniff. That helps me out, but really it's because of that Denachra Masa. Right, so then the next, right, maybe you need that Kol Shekein. Need that Kol Shekein. Continues the Gemara. Hanu b'nei genana de gazulei asa b'yatav sheni. There were b'nei genana. Rashi explains there were canopy makers. Canopy makers, they used to make canopies for chasanim, and they used to use hadasim, they used to use these fragrance plants in making the hadasim. So there were these b'nei genana, the non-Jews, cut hadasim for them on Yantav Sheni. That night, Ravina allowed the B'nai Ganana to use them and to smell them, to set them up right away. Important for us, he didn't require them what's called B'chtei Shayasu, as we're going to get in a couple minutes. A lot of times when Malacha is done on Shabbos or Yantif, what we require is B'chtei Shayasu. You have to wait the amount of time after Shabbos or Yantif that it would have taken you to do this Malacha. So Ravina did not require them to wait B'chtei Shayasu. He allowed it right away. Why did he allow it right away? So we're going to get to it. We're going to reject this in a minute. But at least Rashi on Amud Beis on the previous Amud had said, right away, because it's Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni, we're making by Yantav Sheni. But many other Rishonim did not have the girsa that we have of Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni, look at the Chachmei Svara, the Rashba, the Ritva. They just had the girsa of Ganana, the Chazal Asa, the Yantav. So to say that means Yantav Sheni, the Milchamas, the Ramban in the back doesn't think that you can do that. He says the Milchamas has, he says the Balamar has that Girsa of Yantav and interprets the Yantav Sheni. He says you can't do that. The Girsa is Yantav. So the Milchamas has an important Yisod here. He says, you know why he allowed them? Because certain Shitas hold, the whole idea of B'chei Sheyasu is only by Shabbos. It's not by Yantav. It's only by Shabbos that you have to wait, because Shabbos is an Isser Skila, and so therefore the whole principle of B'chei Sheyasu is on Shabbos. The Ramban, the Milchamas on Yudim Abayz in the back, in the less labor place, Yasu b'masi Yantav Klal Shloach Miru Kol Kach. Tamrina Hasim because Gemaras which are machalik between Shabbos and Yantav. Either way, that's a machlokas between Rashi and the Mechamis. What's the svara for Ravina? But Amar Le Rava by Tachlifa Le Ravina Leisu Luhumar. How could you matter it right away? You should say it's Aser Mipnei She'ina B'nei Torah. As we've had before, right? Because they're not B'nei Torah. They're going to take your heter and they're going to run with it. They're going to expand your heter into other cases. So how could you say it's mutter? So Masala Rav Shamye, Rav Shamye says, one second. Taiba Deida B'nei Torah, the only reason he should say is Asr is because they weren't B'nei Torah, had B'nei Torah Shari, but if they would be B'nei Torah, you would matter it. There's a more important reason. You need Bechleishi, you need there enough time, you have to wait in order for them to have done it themselves. You can't do it right away. So Azul Shailu Larava, Amalu bin Bechleishi Yasu. So the Gemara rejects Ravina. No, you need Bechleishi Yasu if a malacha was done, even maybe on Yantav Sheni, according to our Girsa. Okay, new Gemara. Two dots. We're going to get into a Gemara now, which has a new discussion. If you remember the end of the Mishnah that we had yesterday, Alam HaTesam and Aleph, look back to the Mishnah for a second. We're up to a new part. Excellent timing. Reb Dosa says, if somebody is the Chazin on Rosh Hashanah, he should say, remember the Lashon? Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Right, save us Hashem on this day, Rosh Chodesh, today, if it's today or if it's tomorrow. And the next day you say, if it's today or if it's yesterday. That's what Reb Dosa has said. So, and then the Rabbanan did not agree with what he did. The Gemara is going to discuss what didn't they like about what he did. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Kevina be Rav Huna, Ibailon. Rabba said, I asked Rav Huna the following question. Mahu lahaskir shorosh chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah. Must one mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? After all, Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Chodesh. Do you have to mention it? Again, the lumdus behind this, as we're going to see, is how much does Rosh Hashanah subsume and overpower the Rosh Chodesh aspects of the day? We saw yesterday in the Gatotas and Beitas Daf Tesayinim and Aleph. Do you mention the Karbanei Musaf? We're going to get to that a little bit right now. You definitely bring a Karban Musaf, we saw Rabbeinu Tam said. But Rabbeinu Mishulam said you don't mention the Karban Musaf. How much is the Rosh Chodesh theme on Rosh Hashanah overpowered and its nature changed than any other Rosh Chodesh? It's the Rosh Chodesh. So maybe it's not in the category of all the other Rosh Chodesh. So that's behind what's this question of the Gemara. Right, do you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara gives it to Tzadim. Kiba de Chalukin be Musafin Amrinan. Do we say because there are two separate Karbanos Musaf? There's one on Rosh Hashanah, you bring a Karban Musaf for Rosh Hashanah, and you bring for Parshas Emor, for Parshas Pinchas, and you bring a Karban, they're both in Parshas Pinchas, but it's separate Parshas, one for Rosh Hashanah and one for Rosh Chodesh. It's two Karbanos, so maybe two Karbanos we should mention them separately. Again, Karbanos, the fact that you bring two Karbanos, what, it's just two Karbanos? No, but two Karbanos, the Gemara always assumes, reflects two different Kedushos Hayom. The Gemara in Erechin tells us, why do you say Hallel every day Sukkis, and you don't say Hallel every day Pesach? Why? Because Sukkis is Chalukin Karbanos Sehen. You have a separate carbon every day of Sukkis, and a Pesach is the same carbon. What does that mean? What does Karbanos have to do with Hallel? No, because Karbanos reflect a special, unique sanctity of the day. So if you have a separate carbon for Rosh Chodesh and a separate carbon for Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, so doesn't that show it's two different sanctities, two different Kedushas Hayom, and therefore you should have to mention them separately in Shmona Esrei. That's the first side. Oh, Dilma, or do you say, no, Zichron Echad O Lelakan O Lakan? No, or do you say one mentioning is good for both? What does that mean? So Rashi here says, because the word Zichron appears in the Torah related to both of them. Zichron Shrua, by Rosh Hashanah, and also by Rosh Chodesh, V'hayu Lachem Zikaron. So you see the word Zichron, so that's what it means. One Zichron is enough, just like in the Torah, the same word is used. Rabbeinu Yehonasan, in the back, says a different pshat. He says, no, it's just that, what's Zichron O Lekan Lekan? Because once you mention Rosh Hashanah, everybody knows it's Rosh Chodesh. Nobody has to be told that. That's the Rosh Chodesh. So just everybody will know it's Pashit. It's so obvious. So that's what it means, Zichron Ola. Either way, that's the suffix of the Gemara. So we try to prove it from our Mishnah. Amar Latidi Tua. So Rav Huna answered, isn't it our Mishnah? Rabbi Dosa Omer. Rav Dosa said, Over the Teva. Remember, Rav Dosa's Lashon. Remember the Lashon for a second. If he's the Chazin, and so you say on Rosh Hashanah, save us on this Rosh Chodesh, today or tomorrow. Right, if it's today, if it's tomorrow, and the next day you say if it's today or if it's yesterday. So my lava has kier, and the Rabbanan argue on him. So Gemara says, aren't the Rabbanan arguing on the fact that he mentioned Rosh Chodesh? Because there are two potential things that they could be arguing on. Number one, the fact that he mentioned Rosh Chodesh. Number two, that he made this unusual, if it's today, if it's tomorrow, if it's yesterday. So which aspect of Rabbi Dosa are they arguing on? So the Gemara assumes at first, aren't they arguing on the fact that he mentioned Rosh Chodesh, and therefore this is a raya that the Rabbanan say, don't mention Rosh Chodesh separately from Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, no, lo lahasnos, they're arguing on the other aspect. They would agree that mentioning Rosh Chodesh itself is okay. The machlod, what they don't like is this special tanai of today, tomorrow, and the next day saying today or yesterday. Why? And hakinami mistabra. And it's logical to say that they're arguing about this aspect of the tanai. Because we have another brisa with But there's also a parallel machlokas. Rabbi Dosa did the same thing on every Rosh Chodesh of the whole year. And the Rabbanan didn't agree with him then either. So Gemara says, it makes sense that they're arguing on this tnai. So then I understand why they didn't admit to him. Right? They didn't admit to him because on other days of Rosh Chodesh, they also don't think it's appropriate to make a tnai about today and tomorrow. But if they're arguing in the Mishnah on the fact that he mentioned Rosh Chodesh, amaylo hodulo. So what does that have to do with every other Rosh Chodesh? Then of course he had mentioned Rosh Chodesh, because that's all it is. So of course they can't, if they didn't admit to him in the case of other Rosh Chodesh, it must be they're not bothered by the mention of Rosh Chodesh, because you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on other Rosh Chodesh. So ela maylo hasnos. So the Gemara says, one second. So you're saying it's machlokas about the tnai back and forth on the today or tomorrow. So then you have another problem. Lamalela flugi batarti. So why do you have the same machlokas? If it's about lahasnos, so then you have the same machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So why do you have the same machlokas twice? Why is it duplicated? So the Gemara says, no, that question I can answer. Tzricha. You need both the Mishnah and the Braisa. Diyesh bina Rosh Hashanah, meaning the Mishnah, which is about Rosh Hashanah, and the Braisa, which is about Rosh Chodesh in general throughout the year. No, you need both. Diyesh bina Rosh Hashanah, if you'd have only have Rosh Hashanah in our Mishnah, havamina bahakami Rabbanan. Maybe I would have thought that only over there the Rabbanan say, you don't make this tonight. Make this tonight. If it's the real day of Rosh Hashanah today, and then or tomorrow, and the next day, save us today or yesterday. Maybe only over there the Rabbanan say, not to do it. Delo, not to do it. Mishim da'asik lezelzulebe, because you're going to come to be mezalzel on the day of Rosh Hashanah. If you say, if it's today, if it's tomorrow, if it's yesterday, who knows? So that's going to be mezalzel, and you're not taking it seriously. So maybe the other Rabbanan say, you can't make the tznai. Aval barashi chadashim shakol Hashanah kula, but stam Rosh Chodesh cheshvan, eimam odile the Rabbi Dosa. Maybe the other they would say it's not a problem. Because after all, Rashi explains, there's no Isser Malacha here. There's no Isser Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, you can wear a white shirt. But there's no Isser Malacha, so therefore, maybe the Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Dosa. And it's not a problem to make this tznai. And the other way, also, v'yet Rabbaha, and if you only had the other cases, the other Rashi Chodesh, b'hakam Rabbi Dosa, maybe only over there Rabbi Dosa allows it. Aval b'hachim v'modulu l'rabbanan, but in our Mishnah, maybe it's more serious, and he wouldn't allow it. Sricha, that is why you need it. So we don't come to a clear maskana of our question, about what do you mention Rosh Chodesh with, is it included in Rosh Hashanah, does it get its own mention, do you mention it in the bracha? There is no clear maskana at this point. So we continue and try to prove it from a different Tosefta. Meisvei asks the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Shacholios B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. So this is not about Rosh Chodesh, this Braisa. It's Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. How many brachos do you say in Shemona Esrei? Beishamai Omri Mispalel Eser. Beishamai says 10 brachos. Ubeisilo Omri Mizal Teisha. Basilo says 9, what we're more used to, right? Basilo says 9, what are the 9? You have the 3 before, the 3 after, right, which we always have, and the 3 of Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros, the added 3, of Rosh Hashanah. What about Kedushas Hayom? What about the nature of the day? So the Mishnah is in Rosh Hashanah talk about it, so the Kedushas Hayom is connected with Malchios, or with Kedushas Hashem. Either way, it's combined, 9 brachas. But what do you see from Beishamai? Beishamai says there are 10 brachas. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, as Rashi explains, Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos aren't merged. They get their own bracha when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai. So says the Gemara, if Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos can't merge, doesn't it make sense that Rosh Chodesh shouldn't be able to merge? And Beis Shammai does not say there are 11 brachas, he only said there are 10 brachas. So it must be, says the Gemara, that Rosh Chodesh is Nechlal in Rosh Hashanah. The Yemisa says the Gemara, Beishamai, Achasis Remi Boilei. And if it's true that Rosh Chodesh is Nechlal, could always be included in Rosh Hashanah, it should be 11, not 10. That's the Kasha. Just one Ha'ara. We had a shiur about this on Rosh Hashanah. And that is, what did the Gemara here say? Rosh Hashanah that falls down on Shabbos, these are the brachas. It doesn't say Dafka by Musaf. It says, Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, you say Bishvon Esrei. So remember, we discussed the machlokas between the Baal Hamar and the other Rishonim. The Baal Hamar, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, says, every Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah has Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros. Mairiv, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha. Every Shmona Esrei has, remember, it's not Dafka, he says, you only blow Shofar by Musaf. But every Shmona Esrei has it. And the Ramban there and other Rishonim say, no, they argue. But he has some strong rayas, like from this Gemara, and from the Gemara Brachas, which says, Hani, the brachas of Rosh Hashanah connected me. Right? It says the 9 brachas. So it doesn't say dafka, they are the ones by Musaf. So other Rishonim say, no, you only do those when you blow shofar, which is by Musaf. But either way, the pashas of the Gemara is Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. So it sounds a little bit like the Baal Hamar. Yeah.
What you mentioned at the beginning of the year doesn't include.
Exactly. So when you mentioned the beginning of the year, does it include it? So the Gemara is just asking, though, yes, of course it includes it, and we all know it, but does it deserve its own mention in that there is a separate aspect to it? There's a separate carbon brought for Rosh Chodesh, even though it's also Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah has its own carbon. It's the beginning of the year, and it's the beginning of the month. So the question is, does that deserve its own mention in our tefillos? Oh, Beis Hillel proves that you put what? No, Beis Hillel. So why is the Gemara? The Rishonim asked that question. The Gemara is proving for Beis Shammai that isn't it separate? What about Shitas Beis Hillel? Okay, well maybe we'll have time. If we have time, we'll get to that. But either way, the Gemara is asking for Beis Shammai that if it's what we hold, if Isa, if it's right that you hold that Rosh Chodesh should be mentioned separately, so then Beis Shammai should hold 11 brachas, not 10, and he only holds 10, so it must be Rosh Chodesh and Nechlal in Rosh Hashanah. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, no Raya, Shiny Rosh Chodesh, no, there's a difference. Don't bring me right that Rosh Chodesh should be separate. Mitoksha kola l'shachris va'arvis kolanami b'musafin. Says the Gemara. Says Reb Zeira. Forget the Rosh Hashanah for a minute. If Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh fall out, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you put them together. So you see, Rosh Chodesh could be combined with Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh doesn't need its own separate mention. You could combine it. So too, says Reb Zeira, since you see that by every Shabbos, Sifra Soto here is not going to get its own mention. But even though Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah would get its own mention, that doesn't prove to me that Rosh Chodesh is Nechla. Rosh Chodesh doesn't deserve it, doesn't Lavdafka get its own mention. So that's what the Gemara says to be Tokusha Kola L'Shachris V'Arvis, since by a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you put them all together, it doesn't get its own mention. Since you do that, and also you do that by Shachris and Arvis of Rosh Hashanah itself, so Kolanami Musaf, even by Musaf, it wouldn't deserve, doesn't have to get its own mention. You just call your Nechlal in, Rosh Chodesh in with it.
So,
doesn't this show, so then this slide sounds like correct. Sounds like Machiz Rosh Hashanah should be only at Musaf, because it sounds like there's a difference between Musaf and the other Tfilos. And Achinami. So I don't know if the Balamar brings this Gemara Badafka, but the first line, you're right, sounds like the Balamar, and this line sounds like maybe Musaf is different. Maybe only by Musaf you say the nine brachas. Continues the Gemara. Umi is fulhu the Beis Shammai kolo. Does Beis Shammai ever hold that you could combine two different themes in a bracha? V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, Rosh Chodesh achol yos b'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos. Beis Shammai omer mispalel shmona. You say eight. You don't put Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos together. The whole previous line of Reb Zeira is like, hey, on a regular Shabbos, we put Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos together, say, but don't bring me any rice. But no, Beis Shammai doesn't hold of that. Beis Shammai doesn't hold the Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos being connected. Even on a regular Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, you say eight brachos. Beis Hillel says, no, you put them all together, you only say seven brachos. So the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, so we reject Reb Zeira. And Rashi here says, because we reject Reb Zeira, therefore we learn. So we go back to our Raya. We go back to the Raya that Rosh Chodesh is somewhat separate. Rashi says in the word in Dibur Maskel Kasha. Vishvamina kibid the Bishar Shabbosos kabo Bishamai brachal Rosh Chodesh ubra shana lobo. The time of the Zikra Rosh Chodesh Shana Ololo. It must be that Rosh Chodesh is Nechlal in the bracha of Rosh Hashanah. It continues, yeah. Meaning, how long? How could they be arguing about such a basic idea of Rosh Hashanah? You know, but the Balamar and Ramban weren't so many. I mean, the Balamar and Ramban were in the.
The
Tanam were arguing. Meaning, were they arguing about the Mesorah? I mean, once the Sanhedrin said you should do something, how could Bishamah Beis Hillel be arguing? How could other Tanam be arguing about what you're supposed to do? Right, there wasn't that much time in between. Could be that they had there were different. I'm not sure. Maybe the Sanhedrin made certain rules and they left it up to flexibility to the different rabbanim to apply how to they said tefillah. They said they made up the concept of Shmona Esrei, but exactly what Shmona Esrei and how you put the themes in, maybe they left it open a little bit. But you're right. It's a good ha'ara. V'kol atzmo tanoihi, says the Gemara, this fact of combining different themes in a bracha is itself a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Shabbos achol yos b'Rosh Chodesh, b'chol shom oed, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos chol oed, Arvis, we're going to learn the Gemara according to Rashi. There are other ways to learn it, we're going to learn according to Rashi. Arvis, Shachris, u'mincha mispala kadarko sheva, v'yomer mein ha'ma'or ba'avoda. So what does this first opinion hold? By Mayriv, Shachris, and Mincha, you say regular seven brachos. Brachos for Shabbos, and you put Yal V'Yavo in Avoda. You mentioned Rosh Chodesh on Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh in Avoda, in Ritzei. In other words, the Tanakhama holds you don't combine themes within one Bracha. Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned in the Kedushas Hayom in the middle Bracha. You put it in Ritzei. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Bahoda. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, differently. You put it in Modim, like we put Al Anisim. You put it in Modim. But either way, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer hold, according to Rashi, that you don't combine the Rosh Chodesh theme with Chol HaMoed and Shabbos. And if you forgot, you're even by Yal V'Yavo, you're machzir. So we mentioned the notable exception is you do that on Chol HaMoed by all the tefillos, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, but by Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat by Meir. Right? The Gemara in Brachos gives two different reasons for that. But Ubu Musafin, and what about the Karban Musaf? And also by Tefillos Musafin, Maslo B'Shal Shabbos, U'Masayim B'Shal Shabbos, V'Omer Kedushas Hayom Ba'Emsa. In the middle, you say Shabbos and Shabbos and Shabbos, meaning you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. That's the Tanakhama who does not hold of Kolel. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shol Brosh, Rav Yochanan ben Brocha, Omrim, these two other Tanaim hold, Rashi says, no, differently. Komakom shezakuk l'sheva, anytime that you have to say seven brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, maschil b'shal Shabbos, you start the bracha discussing Shabbos, u'misayim b'shal Shabbos, and you finish with Shabbos, v'omer kedushas hayom be'emsa, and you mention all the kedushas hayoms, Rashi says here on the first white line, also the Rosh Chodesh kedushas hayom in the middle, meaning this Tana holds that you do combine the themes. Okay, that is a machlokas tanaim Rashi interprets about do you say the principle of kolel. Okay, if you remember this whole topic that we're discussing now, we had a whole shiur on this a couple of years ago related to whenever you have 2 days of Yemei Kodesh on top of each other. So this is different than everything we've discussed before. We've had Shabbos and Yontif next to each other. We had Rosh Hashanah. But now we're talking about days that overlap on top of each other. How do you view those kedushos? For example, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So is it Shabbos kama Rosh Chodesh? Or is it Shabbos hyphenated Rosh Chodesh? Do the themes merge, or is it both? And there are a number of beautiful nafkamina based on this. The Tur quotes, has a machlokas, 2 days in the Tur. Let's say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you forget Yal V'Yavo in benching. You remembered what it say, and you forgot Yal V'Yavo. You have to repeat benching. So we usually know the rule. If you forget on a day that you have to have a seuda, then you have to repeat. So if you forget Ritzei, usually you have to repeat. If you forget Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat. But here you forgot Yal V'Yavo on Shabbos. So it's a machlokas, the Torah quotes. The Torah quotes from Rav Yosef that you don't repeat, and he quotes from his brother Rav Yechiel that you do repeat. B'yish chokim, but you have to repeat. So what's the svar behind this svar is today Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos kama Rosh Chodesh, therefore you don't repeat. Because the Shabbos part of it is perfect. You remember what it would say. Or do you say, no, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, hyphenated. So therefore, you would have to repeat, because this is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and even the Shabbos part of it is not complete. We had another nafkamina. What happens if you have a chol on Yom Kippur? A chol on Yom Kippur has to eat. Does he make Kiddush? Does a chol on Yom Kippur make Kiddush? So the Mishnah Berurah and others quote, the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham quotes, no. Rabbi Kiv Eger has a chilek. Rabbi Kiv Eger says, no. If it's Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, he does make Kiddush. Because after all, it's Shabbos. Why is this worse than any other Shabbos? And says the Ar Sameach and Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippur and the Meshach Chachma, no way. Don't make Kiddush. It's Rosh Yom Kippur. So the Bir HaDavar is the same thing. How do you view Shabbos Yom Kippur? Is it Shabbos Kama Yom Kippur? Then it's Shabbos. Rabbi Kiv Eger is right. Or say, no, the Ar Sameach says, no, it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. It's one hyphenated Kedusha. And again, there are a number of other nafkaminas that we discussed at the time. Whenever you have two Yemei Kodesh, Do they merge or not? And just one other one that I was excited about at the time. I remember this machlokas where Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, where he says when he was in Luban and there was a certain group of people from the community that went to jail, and they only in jail they were allowed to take one. Oh, they took a weekday sitter, and it happened to be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And they asked Moshe, what do we or whatever? They got the message beforehand. They asked beforehand. You know, they knew Tikanta Shabbos by heart. But they didn't know Atiyat Sarta. So they were going to daven Tikanta Shabbos, that's all they knew. So let's say they got out of jail later in the day. So what should they daven now? They already did Tikanta Shabbos. So it says Rav Moshe Paskel did a tshuva, and he goes, Moshe, Dalet Ayin, say the weekday Rosh Chodesh Shmoneh Esrei. Because after all, you already did the Shabbos part of it, you already said Tikanta Shabbos. So just do, say the weekday Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Chodesh. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is quoted in a sefer I have at home. Shlomo Zalman said, no way! What's the tefillah for today? Atiyat Sarta. So you said it already, so you'll say it again. No, you didn't say it yet, but you'll say it again. So it's not separate Shabbos. That's goof of the issue. When you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, is it one hyphenated Kedusha, or is it Shabbos Kaba Rosh Chodesh? Again, other nafkamina, but will suffice there. Okay. What do we do? So you have to look at every case. Hopefully it works out to be parallel in all the cases. But we Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. I think we go like Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I think, that you say after, what, if you by mistake said what?
No, by benching.
By benching, if you forget Yal V'Yavo, but you remember what to say?
Right.
You forget Yal V'Yavo, remember what to say. After looking at what the Mishnah Berurah passes, I don't remember. What the Mishnah Berurah, but the Torah quotes 2 days about it. Okay, continues the Gemara. My Havi Allah. So what's the maskana about this issue about Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah? So Amar Rav Chizah, Zichron Echad Olo Lekan Olokan, V'chanam Rabba, Zichron Echad Olo Lekan Olokan. So if you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately, it is included. That's why you find this. L'machzarim, this parentheses, Milvad Olas HaChodesh U'minchasu Milvad, but we don't mention, that's regarding the carbon, but we don't mention Es Yom Rosh HaZikaron HaZev, Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZev, we don't say that. Because Rosh Chodesh is Nechlau in the Yom HaZikaron. V'yom HaRabba, Musveh, regarding that, because we're not going to lie about the carbon. We bring a separate carbon. But regarding the Kedushas Hayom, that we don't mention. V'yama Rabbah, Ki'avina Be'i Rav Huna, Yibai Lon. When I was by Rav Huna, I had the following question. Mahu Lo Mazman, Rosh Hashanah V'yama Giburim. Are you supposed to say a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What's the suffix? Kiva Demizman Lozman Asi Amrinan. Do we say because it comes from time to time? You do say it. O Dilma, Kiva Delo Ikru Regalim Lo Amrinan. Or do I say, because they're not called regalim in the Torah, there's only shalosh regalim, you don't say it. Lo havi biyadeh. So, he didn't know. Ki asi bi Rav Yehuda, when he came by Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda said to him, Ana, akor chalat anami min hazman. I make new shechianus when, on a new chadata, on a new gourd, on a new melon. So therefore what? So Rashi says, and therefore, whenever I see a delas chadasha from year to year, you know, I say shechianu. So according to Rashi, it sounds like the Gemara is saying, so therefore, it's bomis ba'alazman, that's the ikur. As long as it comes from time to time, even if it's not called a regel. Rabbeinu Yohonah's son has a very important lashon here, which my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to pick up on. There's one line. He says, it comes from year to year. And Rabbeinu Yohonah's son says, kol shekein besimchas yantif shel Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. Surely Simchas Yantav. In other words, I make one even if it's Mitzvah, but there's no Simcha. Koshkei Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This relates to another sheet that we had a couple of years ago. Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Is there a Mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? This relates to, we don't have time to talk about it. Do you say Hala Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The Rabbam's formulation is that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not days of Simcha Yaseira. Simcha Yaseira means there is some Simcha to talk about. We had spoken about the Machlokas, the Arizal on the Gra. The Arizal said it's a Mitzvah to cry on Rosh Hashanah, and the Gra says it's also to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe there's a difference between during tefillah and not during tefillah. What's the nature of Rosh Hashanah? Right, we had a discussion about is there a mitzvah to fast? So there are three shittas in the Gaonim. Some say it's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some say it's also to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some say it's a reshus to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So again, all of this is about, is there a mitzvah of simcha? There's a mitzvah of simchas yantif. Is a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah? It's an obvious different. There are different aspects to it. But again, that Rabbeinu Yohonah's son is crucial for that sugya. Rabbeinu Yohonah's son here, in Erev and Daf Mem, says that kol shekein simchas yantif on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But that's how Rashi seems to say it's totally on the bum mizman lozman issue. Rabbeinu Yohonah's son says, no, I do it. So I said it on a gourd. So I'm related. They say back to him, Rishus lo kami baili. Okay, I understand that you say it, but that's for a Rishus. That's because you want to. Kami baili chova. My question is, do you have to say a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? My. I'm related. Rav Shmuel, Darmi Shravayu, Ein Omer Zman Alam Shalosh Regalim. The Rav Shmuel say, no, you only say Shechianu on the Shalosh Regalim. There's a very important tziv at the end of the She'iltos. In the last She'ilta, Kuf Ayin Aleph. Why is he talking about Shechianu there? Because he has a discussion. I just finished my She'iltos. Should I make a Shechianu? Do you make a Shechianu when you finish a Sefer, when you finish the She'iltos? So there, that's why he has a discussion of Shechianu at the end. And there he lays down the Yisod that there are two kinds of Shechianu. There's a Shechianu that the Mechayev is Al Simchas HaAdam HaBa'a MeHana'a B'Mikre. A hanah that you got something great happened, like you build a new house, you bought something new. That's one type of shechianu. And another one is niska al zman haover mishana l'shana kamo regalim, something that comes from time to time. And the question is, in our case, regel by definition is time, right? It's regalim. The shalosh regalim. So it says that it's siv, something that comes from time to time. Does it by definition a regel, or is it no? It can, anything that comes from time to time. So then he says, That's the question of the Gemara. But really, there were these two kinds of Shechianus. He says the Gemara is kind of missing and mashing by quoting this. You know, I made it on a new gourd. So that's like, is that, that's Bami's Banlos Man. But there's also an idea of Simcha. So again, we don't have time. But that's, if you want to look at the Nitziv in Kuf Ayin Aleph, it's a fascinating discussion about Shechianus, whether you say it when you come up with a Sefer. And then he says, what about the Minog of not saying Shechianu during the 3 weeks? That's only because Bami's Banlos Man, because this Man is a problem. But regarding the other type of Shechianu, maybe you could say during the 3 weeks if you buy something new. The only question is, are you allowed to buy something new? But once you bought it, once you have it, let's say you got a Yerusha during the 3 weeks. You don't have a choice about that. It comes automatically. So maybe you would say Shechianu, because that's not totally on the Zman issue. That's the other type of Shechianu. Either way, that's an important discussion in the Nitziv. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei. So we just said that you don't say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Meisvei. Tinchel. Look, l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. So Pasuk in Koheles that says 7 and 8. Rabbi Lezer Omer, what did that refer to? Shiva Elu Zayim Ebreishus. These are the 7 days of creation, which the seventh day, Shabbos, is most important. V'shmona Elu Chesimei Milo, the 8 days of Milo, where the 8th day is the Iker. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, different. Shiva Elu Shivi Mea Pesach, Shmona Elu Shmoni Mea Chag, 8 days of Sukkot, right? Sukkot has Hoshana Rabbah. Uksha Omer Vagam, what's the Vagam in the Pasuk? L'Rabos Atzeres Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. It's to include Shvuas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So, in what is the Pasuk including it? So, my loveless man, isn't it including it regarding the Bracha of Shechianu, and therefore that will prove you say Shechianu and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Lo LeBracha, no! It's just that you make a Bracha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Or Mekadesh something, Mekadesh whatever the day is. So Acharei Mestavra, and says the Gemara, it makes sense that this is included in the bracha and not for the Shechianu. These Achadat Dech L'Zman, because if you say it's included for the Shechianu, Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika, do you say Shechianu every day of Pesach? You only say it the first day. So it says 7 days of Pesach, so it must not be talking about Shechianu. The Gemara says, no, Halo Kasha, that doesn't bother me. Dilo Mavarech Ha'idnim, Mavarech L'machar, Uliyo Machar, no! Let's say you didn't say the Shechianu the first day. You could say it every day of Pesach, potentially, you could say the Shechianu of Pesach. That's what it's referring to. So therefore there's no Raya that this is not referring to Shechianu. So Gemara says again, no, wait, Mikol Makom Bidan Kos. But you still need a, you have to say a Shechianu with a kos of wine. So Lema, and therefore, and what's the problem? Lema Messiah Leder of Nachman, Amar of Nachman, Zvan Omer Afilu Bashuk. So, says the, isn't this to prove like Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman says you don't need a kos? Why? Because most people, says Rashi, don't have a kos after the first night of Yontif. Well, you can say a Shechianu on the fourth day of Pesach, you can have a kos there? If the Gemara is, if this Bryce is saying that you need, you say Shechianu even on the fourth day, it must be you don't have a kos, and it proves like Rav Nachman, they can say Shechianu even without, not on a cup of wine. So Gemara says, Halo Kasha Digli Le Kos. That's, again, no Raya. So you have a kos on the fourth day, there's no Raya. So Ha Tena Chatzeros Rosh Hashanah. So this explains Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, that you can have, you can find the kos. Yom Kippurim Hechiyavim. What about Yom Kippur? What about the Shechianu on Yom Kippur? Im Avarech Alei V'Shasi Alei. So what should you do on Yom Kippur? Im Avarech Alei V'Shasi Alei. What, you're going to make the Shechianu and then drink the wine? And you're going to do it 10 minutes before before Yantif? No. Kibbe Damer Zman Kibbe Alei. Once you say Shechianu, see, I'm giving for you, like a woman who lights candles. For us, it's us, you can't drink it. The Ha'amar Le Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba L'Rav, Mi Badalta. Like Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav one time on a cloudy Friday afternoon, Mi Badalta, did you already separate yourself from doing Malacha? Rav Yirmiyah, in Badilna, I did. And therefore, once he accepted it, it's finished. So what other choice do you have in Yom Kippur? Liver Chalei V'Linchei. Okay, you'll make the Bracha of Shechianu on the coast, and then you put the cup down, and you won't drink it. That's also no good. Ha'mavarech Tzarech Sheyitom. We know if you make a Bracha, you have to taste it. Now, for Shabbos, does the L'chadchilo, the person who makes Kiddush, taste it? B'diavet, everybody could join in, but you have to, somebody has to taste it. Lisvili Yenuka. Okay, you make the Bracha, and you give it to a kid. So Lesel Chazak Ravacha. Don't we hold like Ravacha? Duma Asi L'Misrach. No, we're worried that if he drinks wine in Yom Kippur, he's going to come to drink wine in Yom Kippur when he's older. So what are you supposed to do? Important discussion in the postgame, the Ramah quotes in Yaradeya, what happens if there's a bris on Yom Kippur? A bris on Yom Kippur. So you say bury for a guffin by a bris. So what do you do with the wine? So the Ramah paskens, you give it to the baby. You give it to the baby, because there's no Asi L'Misrach there. You know, the baby's not going to, okay, you give it to him, and he's going to drink wine on Yom Kippur. So that's what the Ramah paskens. There's a whole discussion about whether that's the Taz, the discussion, whether he should do it or not. Don't you have to drink a Mali Lugma if he's only drinking a drop? Anyway, that's a discussion here on this Gemara. So, Mahavila, so what are you supposed to do? What's the Lomaisa? Shadru Rabbana Rav Yemar Saba Kamed Rav Chizda B'mala Yomei Derei Shasa. So the Rabbana sent Rav Yemar to go check out what Rav Chizda does. Go find out what Rav Chizda does. Maisa Rav. And he went on the Erev Rosh Hashanah. So Amrulei Zil Chazi Hechi Avid Uvda. See what he does. So Ta Emalan. And come tell us afterwards. Kichazia, when he went there, Amrulei Daluha L'Retiva Rafsalei B'duchte. So Rav Chizda saw him and he realized that he was here to check him out. So he says, Daluha L'Retiva, if anybody lifts up a wet piece of wood, Rafsalei beduchta. It must be that they don't need it because it's not good for firewood. So it must be they just need the place. They're searching for something. So he says, it must be that you're searching me out and want to find out what I'm going to do. So anyway, so Isolei kisa the chamra. They brought him a cup of wine. Kaddish for Omar Zman. So he said Zman. He said Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah. And the assumption is that he would do the same thing on Yom Kippur as well, because the Gemara, I guess he didn't wait a week to see if he did on Yom Kippur too. The Hilchasa, Omer Zman, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and what's the Halacha L'Maaseh? This is what we do. You make Zman of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We say Shechianu Rosh Hashanah night. On both nights. The second night, we have the new fruit, because we're not sure if it's Yom HaRichta. But we do say Shechianu, and we say Shechianu on Kippur and Shul. The Hilchas is Man Omer, Afilu Bashuk, and we have Paskin that you can say it even without a kos, and that is why we say Shechianu in Shul. There is an important, this whole discussion about when you're supposed to say Shechianu. There is a controversial, 30 seconds, controversial minhag, that is the minhag Yisrael, which the Rav Yaakov Emden is very upset about. Rav Yaakov Emden in the Tshuva, Simon Kuv Zayin, quotes the minhag of the women to make Shechianu by Havakas Neiros, an era of Yantif. Where does that come from? So he says, "Vayafa laniyas daiti la'arer al minag hanoshim amvarcha shechianu." He says, "I don't like it." He says, "It's shalom nisgar b'shem posek." He says, "There's no early source which says that women should make a shechianu when they light candles erev Shabbos, erev Yantif." Right? Where does that come from? The whole Gemara is ala kos. So you do it ala kos. They're losing. Okay, Yom Kippur, we don't have a choice. So he says, Havadi kashi tuva. He says, V'chai, he says, I swear, V'chai demar, Shem yom di aldati, once I figured this out, it was tamua, V'ratisi limchos v'ishti, and I wanted to stop my wife from doing it, V'afalpiki lo'asisi ma'isa, but she didn't listen, but she still does it, and I can't control her, and therefore then he says, you know, leave them, and even though I don't like it, but this is what they do, and he says, maybe, there's a whole question about whether they should say amen by the later Shechianu, but this is what he says. The Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes this, is just one line. He quotes it as a lashon b'diavad. Women who make the Shechianu by Halakas Neiros, ain't mochin biyadam. Don't bother them. Don't bother them. But others, the Tzitz Eliezer and the Tshuva in Simen Nun Gimel and Chelak Yud Dalet Simen Nun Gimel, he defends this practice. He said, this is the women's mitzvah. This is the first thing they're going to do on Yantif. This is theirs. Come on. This is a beautiful Minag Yisrael. Should be mizaris them to do it. Get excited about it. They say Shechianu. So Tanach Lohem, not just Tanach Lohem, be Mizaris them. But again, it comes out from this Gemara. This is what it's based on. But again, it's interesting that there's no early. Look in the Shulchan. Now, the first time I heard this, I'm like, it doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch that it's supposed to say Shechianu by Halachas Neiros? Right? I looked. It's not there. It's not there. So the Rakhine says it's not. So not in any early source. That's the Minhag Yisrael. And in general, we're Mechazik that Minhag. Okay, we'll stop here. Cheers, Zecher Nishmas. Yosef Ben Yitzchak Nechemya.